This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, again, lots to talk about today. Remember the little guy that was being raped and daddy came in and beat the guy up? I'm going to tell you all about that. Guy's pretty lucky he didn't take his life right then and there, because he'd have been justified in doing it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, one fan page and one personal page. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean one on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I want to give you a quick update as to what's taking place in your country today. Texas sending 1,000 guardsmen to the border to do what President Barack Hussein Obama is not. What else do we have happening in our country? Well, folks, there's much. Just trying to find some good news here. Dire new warning from Obama ex-Secret Service agent. It's not just the president said this ex-Secret Service agent. He said it's his anointed aristocrats. By the way, friends, if you look at the process of dictators, folks, what you're seeing with this individual, I know for years I've been telling you that he is emulating dictators, but friends, he's emulating dictators more than one in 100 different ways, because he's going line upon line, precept upon precept as to how they operate and what they do. A whole lot of illegal payoffs. Folks, you are dealing with a criminal syndicate at the very top, to say the least. What else is happening? Obama's millions to fund transparency projects. Goal is greater accountability. Of course, folks, what he's trying to do is trying to bring forth a new world order. Israel strikes weapons convoy destined for Gaza. That's what else is taking place. Also, another whistleblower comes forth concerning headline news today. IRS in cahoots with the NSA. Of course they are. Again, IRS in cahoots with the NSA. Whistleblower comes forth to warns taxmen may, listen friends, warns taxman may have been spying on Tea Party. Of course they have. Interestingly enough, it wasn't 2 years ago. I remember all of a sudden there came a little trickle of people across the country that were talking about how they were audited by the IRS. And interestingly enough, it was the church and it was the Tea Party all hand in glove that were coming forth and saying, hey, did this happen to you? They were even saying the same names of the people that were doing the harassing, friends. So pretty crazy stuff going on in your country today. But aside of that, friends, I wanted to let you know that we're here to bring forth putting your feet, namely on the rock, and getting your feet out of the miry clay, as the word says, so the Lord can establish your goings. We know that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And the way that we bring forth, victory in every sense of the word is we give you a knowledge of where you came from so you know where you're going to. And we also exemplify and emulate the Christ by bringing forth leadership as we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. So, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you share as to why that may be?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. Now, our founding forefathers were men who had their brains in their own head and also had the mind of Christ as they were led by the Spirit. And what's interesting to note here is Francis Scott Key, who wrote our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, this is what he had to say in February 22, 1812. He said, "The patriot who feels himself in the service of God, who acknowledges him in all his ways, has the promise of the Almighty direction, and will find his word in greatest darkness a lantern to his feet and a lamp unto his path. He will therefore seek to establish for his country, in the eyes of the world, such a character as shall make her not unworthy of the name of a Christian nation." So our character as Christians and as the United States of America should be in such a way where it will not do disgrace unto the name of being called a Christian nation. In fact, it was James Madison, who was the architect of the U.S. Constitution and the co-author of the Federalist Papers, who said this. He said, "Cursed be all that learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ." He knew exactly where the power lies, where the testimony lies, was in the cross of Christ. He said, "Religion is the basis and foundation of government."
There was also another famous preacher, just to piggyback as to what you were saying there, who said, without the cross, he said, take away the cross of Christ and the Bible is a dark book. It was actually J.C. Ryle who said that. That's exactly right.
What's missing
from the church in America? The cross. Why? Because you have, again, folks, I mean not to be rhetorical. I mean not to keep going back and saying the same things over and over and over again. But, folks, it's because of your false grace preachers from the pulpit. And let me tell you what, it's a majority of them, hands down, not the minority. It's the minority that are actually standing up and exposing these hirelings for who they really are. But that is the fruit of a nation. You are looking at a crossless nation. By the way, the history of this nation knows nothing but the cross. That's why we have freedom. Now you have preachers that have lowered the law to dim the light. Now what they have done is they've taken away the power of God unto salvation because they no longer drive men to the foot of the cross.
That's right. And where is power? Power comes in the cross, through the cross. The church lacks power because there is
no cross. The church's authority and the church's power is found in the resurrection of Jesus Christ through the church, and the church are the people, the individuals that make up the church.
That's right. There'd be no resurrection if there was no cross. We have to make sure that what is Christianity, the center of it, is the cross. We live for he who died for us. And finally, Alexander Hamilton, who co-authored the Federalist Papers as well, said, "I have carefully examined the evidences of the Christian religion, and if I was sitting as a juror upon its authenticity, I would unhesitatingly give my verdict in its favor. I can prove its truth as clearly as any proposition ever submitted to the mind of man." These founders were Christian men who believed in God. Jesus Christ established this nation as a Christian nation. And here we are today because of their faithfulness to God and the many men and women along the way who have paid the ultimate price to keep us free in this country. Now it's all time for us to do our job continuously and preserve this for the next generation.
Okay, so what I want to do, how much time I have? Okay, I got 1 minute. What I want to do is, right when we come back from the break here, I want to share a couple emails going back and forth with an individual who just actually hit me up on my Facebook, just to let you know the mindset of what we are up against in this country. And by the way, these are the guys that call themselves the good guys. They're not just the conspiracy theorists. And there are theorists out there, by the way. But there's also those that are actually exposing conspiracy. But this is the best you get when it comes to the conservatives. And I want you to listen to the email. And one thing that you're going to see thread through the whole email is one word. And it's F-E-A-R. And guess what it does? Incapacitates people from actually standing up and doing what they ought to do. I'm going to share that with you right after this break, and then we're going to come back and talk about how the ACLU is at war with you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Just got an email, text actually, over on my Facebook. And just to kind of share with you as to what I deal with 24-7, okay? Because for the most part, friends, what the left does, as you call them, the left, I expect what they do to do what they do. But when it comes to the right, this is exactly what I deal with constantly. It doesn't mean it's always the same argument or you know, disagreement or doctrinal foundational issues. It's not always the same. It's always different, but it's the same spirit. Let me give you an example here. This guy named, well, his name is Eric, okay? He just Facebooked me. He said, "Sir, I don't know you, but I'm concerned with the posts you are putting out there." He said, "You're either spellbound by the illusion that we are still free, or you are a disinfo agent. NDAA repealed the Bill of Rights. The Constitution is shredded, and we are not, nor ever have we been free." Okay? Kennedy gave a speech 7 days before he was assassinated detailing what was being conspired against us. Furthermore, William Casey told us, "We will know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American public believes is a lie." He said, "My advice to you is to learn to educate people properly, speaking truth from a knowledgeable standpoint. Wow. Know that you have been duped. Your votes don't count as the elites are selected, not elected." Now, I don't know. He must be thinking he's texting somebody else. Because I'm trying to figure out where this guy came from. Maybe the moon or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I said to him, I said, "Funny guy." I said, "That's like the devil telling God what he can and cannot do." I said, "You, sir, are the government, and those that work for you derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people, not they, the government. Government is an extension of the people. America still has the freedom to right the wrongs." I said, "Wake up." He said to me, "Good luck. You're going to need it." I said, "You act as if you're not your responsibility, it's not your responsibility to right the wrongs. What does this country belong to, the corrupt or to the righteous?" I said, "Think."
Yeah. You know,
they want to be right about their country. going down the hole.
They don't
want to stand up and fight for it.
That's exactly right. If the country is going down the hole and there's nothing you can do about that, then excuses them from their duty and their responsibility.
They attempt to. So when they come to me, they're trying to figure out, okay, what's my loophole? So I say, listen, I'm a Christocrat. This isn't about the left or the right. And where he's getting off on this voting argument, it's like, where are you at? I understand that we're deceived as a nation. I understand all of this. But I also understand that we still have the founding documents that we need to get back to. And it's interesting that when people text me these stupid emails and they make these accusatory statements against me, it's like, wait a second. I'm just simply bringing God back into the equation where he belongs.
Yeah. I think
that's what's missing from your argument every single time. And I didn't hear anything about the Constitution.
No, I don't think these people necessarily want to have the hope, because if you have hope, then you have a responsibility. And I think
you have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
If you say, well, the nation's lost, there's nothing we can do about it, it's run by the elite, then you know what that does? That leaves you with, oh, I can't do anything about it. Then you don't do anything about it.
I don't really want to show everybody I'm a coward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't want to show everybody that, you know what, I'd rather see us lose than actually end the day. Oh, my gosh.
It might require something of me, and I just have too many things to do.
Well, here, let me take it back to this, okay? And I'm sure he's a professed Christian, but here, this answers what we're talking about right now. There's a common worldly kind of Christianity, a lack thereof, of course, in this day, which many have, and they think that they have enough a cheap Christianity, which offends nobody and requires no sacrifice, which costs nothing and is worth nothing.
Wow.
J.C. Ryle.
That's amazing. I love that.
That's exactly right. Right on.
Very good.
And these people love their freedom so much that they're just not willing to fight for it.
Yeah.
And by the way, today, that is the modern-day conservative. They love their freedom so much, friends, that they're unwilling to fight for it. You stinking, worthless cowards. You're good for nobody, and you're good for nothing. And that's the bottom line. The devil can't even use you. Let's go over to this real quick, because I want to get over to the ACLU's war on America. Dad beats man found raping son. I brought this up the other day, and I wanted to hit on it. I believe it. I brought it up on Saturday. But it's interesting. The Daytona Beach police are saying a father who walked in on a man sexually battering his 11-year-old son was acting like a dad when he severely beat the molester and won't be charged with a crime.
Amen.
Dad won't. Of course he won't.
Yep.
The father, who had left his home briefly while a neighbor, Raymond Frawlander, 18, stayed with his son, said when he returned home suspecting something was amiss since the house was so quiet, upon going to a back room, he discovered Frawlander in the act. He stood up and his pants were around his ankles, and something else needed to be said. The father told the 911 dispatcher, "I did whatever I got a right to do, except I didn't kill him." Asked by the dispatcher if there were weapons used in the incident, the father indicated, "Only my foot and my fist."
Yeah.
Friends, if you want to see a picture of this sorry excuse of a homosexual pedophile, why don't you go on to Sons of Liberty Radio and just give me your thoughts, because I'll tell you what, he was probably a half a step away from hell.
Yeah.
Daddy beat him pretty good, and he's lucky that he's alive today. But I do feel sorry for the individual when he steps into prison. Not.
Yeah, and you know what? And the thing is, we're looking at this little 11-year-old boy who daddy entrusted someone to watch him while he went away briefly. He comes back and finding, you know, his son being totally assaulted, sexually assaulted by this pervert. Think about the boy. Think about these victims. Think of how many victims are out there because there are these lawless criminals, these disgusting human beings that do what they do.
But this is advocated. This is promoted, friends. Here, let me go on here. He stood up and his pants were around his ankle and nothing else needed to be said. The father told the 911 dispatcher, "I did whatever I got a right to do," he said, "except I didn't kill him." Asked by the dispatcher if there are any weapons used in the incident, the father indicated, "Only my foot and my fist." He goes on, "I didn't proceed to ask him any questions, sir," the father said. "He is niced and knocked out on the floor for you. I drug him out to the living room. Send an ambulance. He's going to need one," he said.
Oh.
Amen.
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 Folks, that's called justice.
Mm-hmm. daddy.
That is justice.
Into his hands.
Of course he did, and rightly so. Police arriving at the scene at 1:07 a.m. Friday found Fralander unconscious on the floor. His face had several knots, and he was bleeding from the mouth, reported the Daytona News Journal. Fralander was treated for his injuries at a local medical center and charged with sexual battery by an 18-year-old on a victim under the age of 12 years old. The police affidavit of his questioning says Fralander admitted the sexual battery, telling officers, "I am guilty." The victim told officers he had been playing video games with his friends, but after they left, Fralander asked him to sit on his lap, and then he took him to a back room. According to the boy, Fralander pulled his pants down and started to sexually battering him. That's what it says, sexually battering him. The abuse had been occurring since the boy was 8 years old.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
When the victim sat on the 18-year-old's lap, he knew what was next. Police Chief Mike Chitwood told the News Journal the young man was in fear that if he didn't comply, he would get hurt.
There's
something that's lost that you can never get back, and that's innocence, the chief of police said.
Since he was eight
years
old.
If you'd like to see his face, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Go ahead and take a peek at his face. A homosexual pedophile. Absolutely incredible, friends. Who?
So they've been violating him for 3 years.
He's been violating him for 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
He's very fortunate that he walked out of that room. I remember seeing, it wasn't some time ago, there was a little boy that went to karate, and his karate master was molesting him behind daddy's back, and they were extraditing him. They were sending him from one place to another place where he actually committed the crime, so they had to send him back to where he was committing the crimes from. Well, in the process of doing that, guess what? Daddy waited at the airport.
That's right.
And he waited for him to cross the line, and once he crossed the line, daddy shot that homosexual pedophile, and the crime was justified.
Right.
The crime was justified. There was a satisfaction to the crime called resolve. And daddy wasn't going to allow anybody to touch his little boy. And I'll tell you what, that's what's going to set the little boy free, is knowing that justice was done.
That's right.
In this particular case. Because if justice went undone, guess who's going to carry the burden?
Oh, he's going to feel like it's his fault.
The victim.
Wrong. Yep.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, folks, when we come back, what I want to do is I want to go over to the ACLU and just kind of line things up a little bit. Because there's a story told of little Jeffrey Curley, who the ACLU is defending, namely the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, for this pedophile group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley in the next segment. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, what's this leading to? 1-866-233-0747. I've said this so many times, I'm surprised that the cops were called.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if he could do it all over again if he'd actually picked up the phone or just finished the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't lay your fingers on the little ones, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, real quick, a hate crime, we need to understand all crime is motivated by hate, okay? But a hate crime defined by man is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm, and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation, that's just been added, by the way, or physical or mental disability. Okay? Laws vary by state, and if hate crimes are provided for by statutes, the definitions of hate crimes and penalties imposed vary. States that have hate crime statutes provide harsher penalties for such offenses, okay? But you got to keep in mind something, friends. Hate only applies to everybody and anybody that doesn't agree with the homosexuals. You need to understand how this works. It doesn't apply to them walking in a ministry and actually attempting to shoot and murder everybody that works in there.
Right.
No, it doesn't apply to them when they're violating people that don't agree with them to the point of, here's my point, the ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And by the way, friends, their motto during homosexual pride parades, they're shouting out sex before eight before it's too late, okay? This is how far the American people have let it go. But interestingly enough, the ACLU, American Civil Liberty Union, is actually defending a pedophile group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley. Now listen, Salvatore Sicari and Charles Jans picked up fifth grader Jeffrey Curley and took the boy to the Boston Public Library, where Jans assessed Nambla's website. Later, the men attempted to sexually assault Curley, but the boy fought back, attempting to restrain him. Jans gagged the 10-year-old with a gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killing the little 10-year-old boy. The men put Jeffrey's body in a tub with concrete and threw it in a river. They were probably too sick.
Oh,
to actually just collect all their proper thoughts, too.
Couldn't help themselves.
They couldn't help themselves.
Right,
they had to do what they had to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
The American Civil Liberties Union argues that the newsletters that were accessed by Nambla's website actually...
That was in Jan's possession.
Materials. Hang on a second. Do you got this right in front of you?
Yeah, I got it right in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the men put Jeffrey's body in a tub, this little 10-year-old's dead body in a tub with concrete, and threw it into a river. But the ACLU argues that the newsletters and other Nambla materials in Jan's possession, which contained photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of little boys, are protected speech under the Constitution of the United States. Wait a second. Who are these people at war with anyways? Well, if we go back, we can probably figure out who they're at war with. Doesn't take a genius to figure this out. We also know that the founder, Roger Baldwin, said of the ACLU that the end of the ACLU is communism. Okay? In Virginia, the American Civil Liberties Union has protested the issue of Choose Life license plates. The issuing of, friends, license plates in a moment of silence for school children at the beginning of each day. How is that any of their business? In Colorado, the ACLU successfully defended a homosexual female in her effort to gain co-parenting custody of a young girl from her Christian mother. The judge ruled that the homosexual was a psychological parent who deserved 50-50 custody of the child. Who are they at war with? The ACLU routinely opposes internet filtering systems on library computers to protect children from exposure to pornography. Wait, who is the ACLU at war with? Oh, it's a sad place to put yourself. The ACLU favors the discrimination of marijuana. I'm sorry.
Decriminalization
of marijuana. So does George Soros. Go to georgesoros.com. Again, you know what's absolutely amazing to me? I just gotta slow down for a second. It's absolutely amazing to me that everybody in this country knows who's advocating the crimes. But day after day after day after day, we talk about the next crime committed by the same people that we knew committed the crime a week or a year or 5 years ago or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We know who they are. What, do you think they're just going to stop because you're mad at them or angry with them? Or you're talking about them, conservatives? Give me a break. These guys are in business because people don't understand who they are. The ACLU has filed lawsuits throughout the United States to remove Christian crosses and the Ten Commandments from public buildings. There's the crime within itself right there, friends. Who are they at war with? Do I need to keep going on here? The King, North Carolina City Council, was threatened with a potential lawsuit by the ACLU and Americans United for separation of church and state for flying a Christian flag outside the city building at the community's request.
Seriously.
Friends, let me tell you something. You've never lost the right to maintain and to magnify the cross of Christ. But you better practice what you preach. Oh, did I tell you, friends, that Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances? Does that sound like Article 1, Bill of Rights to you, friends? Well, that's what was found on the ACLU's version of the First Amendment. Article 1 says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Oh, wait a second. That's what was omitted from the ACLU's version of the First Amendment on their website. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof within the confines of law, or abridging the freedom of speech within the confines of law, or of the press within the confines of the law, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government which works for you for a redress of grievances. That's not what it said on the American Civil Liberties Union's... Folks, America, you have become the laughingstock of these people who are ruled not by law, but from their own opinions, their own doctrines, their own thoughts, their own ideologies. Who funds the ACLU? Memberships totaled $12.5 million in contributions by members. Foundation donors as of, let's go back to 2004, Ford Foundation gave over $14 million to the ACLU. George Soros through the Open Society Institute, $2 million. By the way, the trustee of the OSI in 2004 was Bill Moyers with PBS. Of course, I knew there was something wrong with these programmings when I was a little kid. PBS. Something wrong with them, folks. Big Bird? What is it, a boy or a girl? The Carnegie Corporation, $800,000. Judy Woodruff, formerly with CNN, now with... Folks, they're all in alliance together. Hello, look at these names. CNN, do you trust them? No, of course not. They're communism. That's what they promote. Of course they are. PBS, same thing. Carnegie, same thing. George Soros, same thing. Ford, same thing. Rockefeller Corporation, $275,000. Most money going into the ACLU comes from communist organizations in America. So let me go back. Let me lay the root to the axe of the tree. I'm sorry, lay the axe to the root of the tree. The axe to the root of the tree. How did I say that?
I thought you said it just like that.
Oh, maybe I did. Why are these organizations afloat in the first place if they're violating constitutional law?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, there is a big, big problem. I'm looking at just even the fact that, you know, the ACLU argues that the newsletter and other NAMLA material found in Janice's possession that you talked about earlier, which contain photographs of boys in various ages and nude drawings of boys, are protected.
That's a felony.
Yeah, under the Constitution. Okay, so
that's
what happens
felony.
If you act out those acts against boys? What's going to happen to you? You're going to be thrown in jail. You're going to have the fullest degree thrown at you under the law, right?
Yeah. So, the extent of the law thrown out on you.
Yeah, exactly. So free speech is not protected in lawlessness by saying, well, you can look at this photograph.
But again, well, let me ask the average person. I can't even confuse an atheist right now if they'd ever have the internal fortitude to give me a call and confront me. They just do that through the blogs. How do you tell the difference between right and wrong? I could ask a communist. How do you tell the difference between right and wrong? I can ask a homosexual, how do you tell the difference between right and wrong? I can ask a criminal that's behind bars, how do you tell the difference between right and wrong? They all have to make one reference.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Right.
You're not going to get away from him. He's everywhere. He's in everything. Folks, do you realize that I even preach in prisons across the country? I preached in one locally here in the state of Minnesota. And some of the crimes that were committed by these younger men in prison, I had the guards getting angry with me because I was preaching against the sins of them that were behind bars for the very purposes.
That they committed the crime?
They committed the crime!
You were speaking out against the crimes they committed!
Guard, that's exactly right, and the guard got angry with me.
Yes.
I didn't really care if he got angry with me,
yeah.
But it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
See, without criminals, you wouldn't have a job, Joker.
Yeah.
But what law did they break? They raped. That's against the law, right? Who gave those laws? It always goes back to the same source. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to a policeman really quick out of Maryland. He's going to make some comments on, going back to the beginning of the show, how the rapists will be treated in prison. I'm looking forward to hearing from this one. Tom from Maryland. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding fathers, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Going back to the beginning of the radio show, talking about the that beat man found raping his son. I'm not laughing at that, friends. I'm laughing at something I have in front of me right now. Because there's nothing funny about this particular situation. But we got Tom, who's an ex-police officer calling in from Maryland, and I hope I got the right Tom on there. You're the ex-cop, right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, I'm just kind of curious. Are you going to give us some goodies on what happens to a rapist when he's treated or actually thrown into prison? How is he treated?
Well, let me say first, I called in at 3:34 today. I was on topic. You run through topics, so I just want you to know I broke no Bradley Dean rules today.
Good job, Tom.
I appreciate that, Mike.
You're the best.
Thank you for hanging on, really. I didn't see you up there that long, but thank you.
You were talking about the sexual predator earlier. You brought to mind something I hadn't recalled in many years. Thanks, by the way, for reminding me of my harsh reality of being older than dirt. but at any rate, I recalled the conversation I had with a friend of mine who hadn't long been out of the Maryland State Corrections Academy, had been working in one of Maryland's toughest prisons, referred to as the Cut, for a couple of months. And when we had an opportunity to have a good conversation, I asked him, you know, what the experience was like, what it was like there. Did he think he could make a career out of it? Did he like it? Was it what he thought it would be? And what I really wanted to know, and he admitted he wanted to know this as well, was were the horror stories that we hear about and see in movies about what happens in prisons, the shankings, the forced sodomy and other vile homosexual acts, the slavery, the torture, so on and so on. Were they true? You know, did these things really happen? It didn't seem right that these things should be occurring to people, because after all, there's some people in prison who are there for some are for victimless crimes. They're not all, you know, child molesters.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I've only been there a few months. I haven't really, you know, seen any of that. He said, but I do know this. In the short time that I've been there, he said, short eyes, and that's the term for child sexual predators, he said, they receive mercy from no one. And their life expectancy and or their quality of life is guaranteed to be short and or miserable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, even when they're taken out of general population.
Wait a second, Tom. So you're telling me, and I'm with you, I'm just playing up to you so the listener can understand. So the child rapist, because of the way he's treated in prison, he's actually taking out of the population and protected against those that actually want to do him harm for his crimes on the outside of prison.
Well, classification, when you're in the prison, they classify prisoners. They try to catch the child molesters and take them out of population. That sometimes they miss it and they live maybe a week. That they almost always are killed.
Isn't that interesting? How come the average child pedophile? How come he's not hearing about this? You'd think that'd put the fear of God in him, yeah?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. He said even when they're taken out of population, their life is absolutely guaranteed to be miserable. And he learned this, like I said, he was only there a couple of months. He said their lives are such miserable hell. He's heard them on numerous occasions crying for death,
mm-hmm.
crying for an escape. You can't be raped in Maryland if you're a male. I don't know how it is in other states legally. No vagina, no rape. So it's forced sodomy. Trivial.
Wow. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
I have a friend, Tom, who is an investigator in Minnesota here. He's a top investigator, and he said of pedophiles, those that violate children, heterosexual, homosexual, either one, he said, those are the nicest people to your face. He said, Bradley, you can't rehabilitate them people. And he said, you cannot turn your back to them. That's exactly what he said to me, Tom.
I believe that.
Yeah. So here we are. I appreciate your phone call, and I appreciate your participation.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. It's good to hear your insight, you know, coming from the inside out and informing us what's really going on. And I do have to say, for those of you that are out there that are listening and say, listen, you know, you can hear in today's show as a prime example that we don't dance around the issues. I mean, there's a lot of hot topics out there, and there's a lot of things out there that are not fun to address. They're things that people don't want to talk about.
We've got to stand up for our little people.
Exactly. You don't want to sit here and have a discussion about this kind of thing because it's hurtful, and your heart goes out, and it's like, this is horrible. But you know what? It's going on out there, so we need to address it so there aren't more victims by these homosexual pedophiles and so on and so forth.
You know, just to add on to that stuff, interestingly enough, just last week, Disney workers and sex stings, child porn arrests, how many pedophiles were busted within those theme parks? And it wasn't just Disney. It was also Universal Parks.
Right.
So you have pedophiles that work there. And am I blaming Disney? Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, folks, they're getting pretty perverted, Disney is. Am I blaming them for the crimes of their employees? No, I'm not. But you know what? They add fuel to the fire concerning the crimes. And so when you look at what's going on a nationwide basis, what I'll do is I'll post that on Sons of Liberty Radio for you right now. Disney workers and sex stings, porn arrests, child porn arrests, might I add. folks, it's,
this is a recent thing, too. It's not like this is, oh, this was years ago. This is a recent, you know, coming together in this article.
It's sick.
Information. It's like, wow. So for those of you that say, listen, I appreciate the fact that you guys talk about the issues that need to be talked about. So many times there's lots of feel-good topics you can talk about, a lot of good things you can say. But you know what? We are really cutting to the core of the issue. As you said, laying the axe to the root of the tree, because we want to see truth and righteousness flourish in our nation, and we cannot see that happening unless we address those issues. And for those of you that say, I can get behind this because I feel the same exact way, please do. We cannot continue to do what we do without your support. It's not enough to say, hey, great radio show. I love it. I listen to it all the time. That's wonderful, but you need to get behind and support what we do financially so we can continue to do it. It's, we have to have, you know, fuel for the gas to continue to grow and for fires to be spread across this nation of righteousness and truth. So for those of you that want to do so, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button, which is right in the top right-hand corner with the stars and stripes, to make a one-time donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you faithfully give every month the amount from whatever you're choosing to be, from, you know, all the way up to whatever it might be. If you are a billionaire,
$100 trillion.
If you're a billionaire, and you know, whatever you can do, we appreciate all your support sincerely. And for those of you who do already give this ministry, you sons and daughters of liberty, we want to say thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts sincerely, because without you, we would not be able to do what we do. And actually, our special this week for our product of the week is the Constitutional Silver Dollar Coin. It's from Midas Resources, which is one of the world's premier precious metal firms and the parent company of Genesis Communication Network. That's right, broadcast from. Midas believes in liberty, freedom, and honesty, and trust, and is a proud sponsor of the Sons of Liberty. And this week, with your donation of $100 or more and continuously, you'll be sent a one-time gift, a silver dollar coin from Midas. It's a 100-year-old real authentic precious metal silver dollar that was used as money in the United States.
I want one.
Yeah, it's what the founding fathers intended for us to use as money, written in the Constitution. So the coin's estimated value in today's market is about $32, and there's a limit of one per customer. But those of you who'd like to be a part and become sons or daughters of liberty or give a donation, it's a nice little incentive for you this week. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Monthly sponsors can get the coin for a $75 donation as well.
Interestingly enough, remember the conversation I had with a guy from Facebook who texted me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we won him, and I think maybe he may be a listener, because I said I'm bringing God into the equation where he belongs. He came back. He is in our midst. He said, see Ephesians 5:11 to know my position, and then he gives the thumbs up.
Nice.
So, folks, it's always not a negative outcome.
I have to say,
a lot of times we have positive outcomes.
I think, you know what, sometimes, a lot of times, you have to have a little bit of contention, a little bit of...
We're contending for the faith.
Iron sharpens iron, back and forth, to be able to have that peaceful outcome. It's when people just shove things under the rug, you're never going to get anything fixed. Well, when you kind of have it out sometimes it's like, hey, I feel even better about that afterwards than I did before.
And you'll find out that those are the real people you want to be linked
true
up
friends.
With. Not the ones that, hey, you like everybody at first, but what happens after you, well, you kind of sharpen each other. Those that hang around, those are the real ones.
That's right.
And those that can get in your face, remember, those are the ones that are your friends.
I remember a true story of a man who came
in. Oh, I don't know that I want to hear a true
story. Basically a school that was a very nice school, worked together.
Nice school.
Very educational school. What happened was a guy came in after it went bad, and the two friends argued about it. But after they were done arguing, they walked away best friends because they knew they could trust each other.
Oh, did everybody get that drop? Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1 John 3:18. Thanks for the call from Maryland. Tom, my friend, we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.